WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It took 2 months, but the College Station School Board has endorsed two options for next year's school calendar. Administrators made adjustments for next year's holiday break and planning on high school graduations at Reed Arena. Board discussion last week included starting the school year earlier than the state allows by becoming a district of innovation. Deputy Superintendent Greg McIntyre says the DOI designation by itself cannot be used to change the calendar.
That's to say that you can't apply to be a district of innovation for the sole purpose of changing the calendar. There has to be another innovation for which state regulations are preventing you from being able to do that.
Board member Carol Barrett repeated her call for the legislature to allow districts the option to start school a week sooner.
I do not understand why 5 days they can't do without us having to be district of innovation.
CSISD has posted the blue and green versions on their website. The differences are whether Labor Day is a school day or a holiday, having one or two parent conference days next October, and the date teachers officially begin work. The calendar options are online at CSISD.org. At this time yesterday, Bryan firefighters were out on two calls. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says two adults and a child escaped their burning house on Neal Street, north of Highway 21 between Saunders Street and Sandy Point Road, after a lit candle in a bedroom ignited combustible materials.
She attempted to put it out herself, and that proved ineffective, and she took her daughter, and they escaped through a window.
And investigators say someone may have possibly set a fire to landscaping in front of the business center at Briarcrest in Kent.
It was reported by a City of Bryan trash truck driver who was on his route and was in that parking lot and observed a vehicle leaving the scene quickly.
Bow says there was no damage to the structure and no firefighters were injured in either call. 12 to 18 months from now, the City of Bryan plans to launch online options to report code enforcement issues and other services by the Planning Office. Planning and Development Services Director Kevin Russell says developers will be among those who will have the option of using a computer or visiting City Hall.
Time is money for these guys, and I know that it's aggravating to folks if they continue to have to drive down here to drop off plans. Sometimes it's every day, sometimes it's once a week. Nevertheless, that's 30 minutes to an hour of their time that they could be doing something else when they're sending in their vehicle driving down here.
The City Council at this month's meeting rejected bids to replace computer software and agreed to an upgrade with the city's current provider, resulting in saving $740,000. Part of the package is getting an app that can be used by the public and the city. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 50 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Hey, let's do some weather. Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A cloudy start across the area this morning, but the cloudiness should give way to some breaks of sunshine today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 this afternoon, so we are warming up a little bit today. It'll be partly cloudy through the overnight, lows near 45. For tomorrow, turning partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Temperatures tomorrow between 55 and 60. Clouds and maybe a shower late tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Showers Friday, a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggie football team, some members and coaches met with the media yesterday. Here's some sights and sounds from them. Got to talk with Miles Garrett. It's always a good time talking with him. Also, another, speaking of Aggie football, by the way, another player is in trouble because he can't
stay off the weed.
Whoa, listen to you with the drop.
So, Speedy Noel is in trouble once again because, again,
stay off the weed.
It's fairly simple, but apparently it cannot be done. So he has been suspended. We'll talk a little bit more about that in detail, as well as the Rockets and Spurs were duking it out last night down in H-Town. All that and more coming up in sports.
I'm just going to say he's probably not the only Division I football player who does that.
No.
You think?
He's not. And I'll give a little bit of a spoiler now. It was a misdemeanor. It was under 2 ounces, which a lot of folks will say that that's not a big deal. But if it's illegal,
that's not even a big bowl.
Just stay off of it. Just don't do it. How hard is that?
Well, apparently hard. Apparently very difficult. Apparently. And again, maybe a habit that they developed before they came to college.
Well,
that's a thought.
Just saying.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time. And he's been suspended, and you imagine that's probably what it was for. It just wasn't out there. So.
And again, I'm certainly not in any way trying to support what he did, but I don't know. Is NCAA football becoming more like NFL football? Is that just...
Well, you know? look, Scott, and believe me, there are plenty of folks that will make the argument for weed. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, like, if Mr. Downs comes in and tells me, all right, you can't wear any more blue shirts or I'm going to fire you.
Right.
Or I'm going to suspend
These
you
are the rules.
Pay.
Uh-huh.
I might think that's ridiculous, but I don't wear a blue shirt to work every day because...
I still go barefoot.
Yeah. And he's gotten on Chelsea that plenty of times, but he thinks she's too pretty to fire.
Oh, that's it. Well, and if you think that you're too talented that the rules don't apply to you, there might be some college football players who have that problem, too.
Yeah. So
we're not going to solve that. That's for sure. Ride-hailing giant Uber is blaming a computer glitch for a little overcharging to a handful of customers.
Uh-oh. Just a smidge over.
Take a little off the top.
One Philadelphia woman whose bank account was blocked as they attempted to charge more than $28,000 for the ride. Now, Uber quickly says, well, no, we didn't take the money out of her account. Well, but that doesn't matter if they froze her account.
Right.
She's still not able to do what she wants to do. Philly.com says the woman first said that she got an email from Uber warning her that her financial information had been hacked. 6 days later, Uber sent another email telling her that was wrong and that Uber's engineering team was aware of the error and they had fixed it.
Well, and these glitches are never for a few bucks. $28,000.
Noticeable.
Huge.
Just might notice that as you're kind of going through your credit card statement going, ruh-roh. Mm. Yeah, okay. So you got that happening.
Thanks,
for you.
Uber. Nice surge charge.
But again, and that's it. That's what it was. Yeah, well, it was Philadelphia, and it was like an Eagles game, and so we had to go ahead and put the surge on. San Francisco-based company says their engineers are working to ensure that a similar glitch doesn't happen again.
Best do it.
Yeah, I'm betting that's what their supervisor said to him, too. Uber says the woman's bank account was never charged. They just simply put a hold on it so that she couldn't get to her money. So, heck yeah. Fine.
It's gonna be a good morning.
Aside from that, it's okay.
Maybe Austin knew something.
Sure.
We got a lot of info.
Actually, what they were saying is that we ain't Yahoo. There hadn't been a billion of our customers that have been hacked. So, there.
Just a couple.
Uh-huh. Oh, Secret Santa Bill Gates today. We're going to talk about that.
I heard this story.
This is not bad at all.
Not at
all. Yeah.
Much luckier than the Uber lady in Philly.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have a great time today.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during Toyotathon.
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 1-3-17.
Man, Festivus is just a couple of days away. Going to be pretty cool.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
It'll happen.
Are we going to have the airing of grievances on there?
Well, we could, you know, we could do that.
This
you
could
know,
get dangerous, Scott.
Well, that, I understand. But the thing is, I don't know. Mr. Downs, if we put up the aluminum pole, I think he would get very angry. That's the kind of thing that really bothers him when that happens.
Such a party pooper.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, here we go. It's Anne and Samantha Day. Do we know what that means? It's Anne Frank and Samantha Smith. Okay,
oh,
all right, okay.
Oh.
That's all right, there you go. That's pretty serious. Okay, it's Humbug Day.
Oh.
Humbug.
And there are some people out
Scrooge.
There. I mean, they've just had enough.
Yep.
Okay, fine, go ahead and celebrate, but I want to be over here and I want to Scrooge in the corner and just be negative. So.
I think the version with, oh my gosh, Captain Picard.
Oh, yeah.
Xavier.
Yeah, Stewart.
Professor
yeah.
Xavier.
Yeah,
Patrick
yeah.
Stewart. Was
right.
On
yeah. Okay.
The other day.
Was that right?
Yeah.
See, now he, I don't know. I can't see him as Scrooge so well. But anyway, National Flashlight Day.
Okay. Those are good to have in case of emergency.
Think so.
Yep.
Let's see. Basic requirement here. Well, have you seen those flashlight commercials now that they just abuse this flashlight? They put it in boiling water.
Oh, yeah. And they drop it from five stories up.
Yeah. Run an SUV over it.
Yeah.
Freeze it in ice.
It's almost like a. The bottle that you have. Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's early.
Man, you're kidding.
Sorry, guys.
Struggle
it's okay.
Bus.
It's okay. We'll be here till 9.
Max on it.
Yeah, it's okay. But these things cost $19.95. But you know, you can get another one, as they say, for paying an extra fee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. It's Ribbon Candy Day. You know, I've never liked
Ooh.
That stuff.
Oh,
nah.
I just think it's really pretty.
It is. That's
very
true.
Pretty.
Not necessarily for taste, but...
No, it just kind of tastes like sugar.
And they show, you know, you can see how they make it on, I don't know, one of
yeah.
those
Is it as good as
there.
Peeps?
It's way better than that. Peeps. Are we talking about Peeps?
Are you hinting that you want Peeps for Christmas? Because we can find some
oh,
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Peeps is the gift that keeps on giving
they
all
have,
year round.
They have cinnamon roll flavored
yeah.
ones now.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. I thought we talked about it on the show.
Oh, well, that, it made that they were going to roll it. I didn't know they were out yet.
Oh,
I thought
well,
it was coming down the road. Okay.
I heard it on Sister Station Candy, too. So maybe they are out.
Must be true. Okay, let me see. Winter has officially already begun. Started this morning at 4:44. If you felt that, just remember it's going to be 77 on Christmas Day, so we celebrate Ooh. Differently than other people.
Mm. Winter is coming.
And here you go. Just for you, Chelsea, it's Short Girl Appreciation Day.
I did see this. I did see this because it's the winter solstice.
Yes.
So it's the shortest day of the year.
Of
therefore,
yeah.
Short Girl Appreciation Day.
Why not?
I will say there's a girl over at TechSags. Her name's Lexi.
Uh-huh.
And she is about 4'11".
Okay.
And we have taken a picture together.
That's fun.
And it's fun.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
She's rather diminutive.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's her day. There you go, Lexi.
All right. We got birthdays, too.
Birthdays today. By the way, it's a Nalgene bottles what I was trying to think
oh,
of.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nalgene.
You can't
okay.
break those things,
yeah.
just FYI.
Yeah.
Steven Yeun is turning 33. For those of you in The Walking Dead, spoiler alert,
okay.
he unceremoniously met his demise. Samuel L. Jackson.
Excuse me, when do they ever ceremoniously in that show, right? I mean, always something terrible happened. They die
yeah.
in the worst possible
well, no,
way.
I said unceremoniously.
Yeah, I know. That's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
never does it happen
well,
any other way, right?
You
yeah.
never know. Go out with a bang. Samuel L. Jackson turning 68 today. Kiefer Sutherland's turning 50?
Wow.
Mm.
Man, I thought he was older than that.
Yeah.
He's got some miles on him.
He has lived a full life.
Yeah, he has. Jane Fonda turning 79.
Jane
Fonda, workout videos. Ray Romano's turning 59. Oh, no. my mother loves that show. Let's see. Andy Dick is turning 51. He either
collecting
can't
bets.
Stand him or can somewhat stand him for
collecting
a while.
Bets. Yes.
Mark Ingram, for those football fans out there, of course, he won the Heisman Trophy with the Bama Crimson Tide a few years back. He is turning 27 today. Natalie Grant's turning 45. rock singer, and that's about all I've got for birthdays.
You don't have Marsha K. Robertson from Duck Dynasty?
Oh, yeah, she's turning 66 today. Hey, my bad.
Yeah, man, no kidding.
Might be.
And Phil Donahue, who's 81, he used to do talk show. Marlo Thomas, that's it. All right, 620.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to the first Bloomberg national poll conducted after Donald Trump's election, 37% of Americans think the country is headed in the right direction. Now, that number may seem low, but it's actually at its highest level in 4 years. The same poll shows that 55% of Americans are more optimistic about a Trump presidency because of his actions and statements since the November election, and with good reason. Remember, he saved 1,000 jobs at Carrier that were headed to Mexico, and he also announced the Japanese company SoftBank would invest $50 billion into the U.S., creating 50,000 jobs. Now, according to CNBC, the CEO of United States Steel would like to accelerate their investments in the U.S. They want to hire up to 10,000 more people now that Trump will be president. Sounds to me like Trump is keeping his promise. America, hopefully, will be great again.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, moms, I got a message for you out there. We all know this is the time of year when everyone gets together to celebrate the holidays, but you're the one that's running around so much, you have hardly any time to enjoy it. So make sure you set aside at least 30 minutes family time that you can really actually enjoy. And then gather everyone around the table and play a game. It's my favorite game. I love to play it. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, there's no game that brings your family together like Wits and Wagers. You open the box, people start gathering around the table. Next thing you know, what was once a quiet room with everybody on their gadgets and phones, well, that turns into a room filled with cheers and laughter, and you're creating family memories. Mom, you're going to love it. So give the gift that we love. It's called Wits and Wagers, a huge hit. You'll find it everywhere. I know you can get it at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. It's the best game I've ever played. And it's the gift that brings your family together. Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers.
Take 5 Oil Change is now open at 111 Southwest Parkway East in College Station and 1621 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. At Take 5, the service is fast and the technicians are friendly. Stop by and experience the oil change that makes you smile today. You stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. Take 5 wants to help get your car ready for holiday travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
For Kashinka with your money now. Heading into the busy holiday travel season, Southwest Airlines is warning travelers it's experiencing trouble with bookings and other functions on its website. The Dallas-based airline says it will allow customers traveling through today to change their plans without penalty until full functionality is back. Passengers should check in at the airport. The U.S. isn't the only place trying to crack down on Chinese knockoffs. So is the biblical town of Bethlehem. Shops that sell souvenirs such as rosary beads are trying to stock their shelves with locally made products instead of Chinese imports. Shopkeepers say while their wares may be more expensive, the quality is much better, and they give an important boost to the struggling economy. The Summer Games in Tokyo aren't until 2020, but organizers are trying to cut costs after coming under pressure to do so. They've unveiled a budget of 1.6 to 1.8 trillion yen, which is still more than double the original estimate made during the bidding process, but down from last month's proposal of 2 trillion yen. And that's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Holiday Hoops is back at Reed Arena. Tis the season of giving, and the Aggies are giving you discounted game tickets over the holiday season to experience the excitement of A&M basketball. Special Holiday Hoops pricing is available for all home Aggie basketball games now through January 2nd. Youth can attend a men's game for as low as $3 and women's game for as little as $2. For details on Aggie basketball Holiday Hoops adult pricing and games, visit 12thman.com/tickets today. Give the gift of Holiday Hoops to the Aggie fans in your life. Click on 12thman.com/tickets.
All right, it's Wednesday. It's the holiday season. It's closing in on Christmas time. And if you haven't gone shopping yet, I got 4 mind tricks for you that might help you save some money during the holidays. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Number 1, use the 10-second rule. Whenever you're about to buy something, hold on to it for 10 seconds and ask yourself if you really need it or if that money could better be used on something else. Make sure it's a full 10 seconds and not 2 seconds that you said, yeah, that's 10 seconds. This one's actually especially helpful for stocking stuffers since it's easy to get carried away with small, inexpensive presents. So be sure and do that. Next, go cash only. Research shows that people spend a lot more when they're using their credit cards instead of cash. So if you want to keep your spending in check, try bringing only cash to the store. That might help you out a little bit. Another trick, shop alone. The more people you bring along, apparently, the easier it becomes to impulse buy. When you're by yourself, you're less likely to buy things on a whim. And lastly, take fewer shopping trips. The more time you spend shopping, the more money you'll spend. So if you take fewer trips to the mall and limit the number of stores you go into altogether, you'll likely end up spending less money. Now, I don't know if any of that will help for you, but you've got a couple of days left. Take those into consideration, and maybe you'll save yourself some money during this holiday season. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Good morning. Let's check a little bit of weather, shall we? It's 627. The weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. I know, it's weird. It's not the way it's supposed to be, but let's just figure 67 for a high temperature today. Sunny skies, 46 for a low tonight. Cools off a little bit, down to about 58 with sunshine on Thursday. Then chances of showers come into the forecast. Thursday night a little bit, 40% on Friday and Saturday. And Christmas Day, we've got a 30% chance of rain. Now the temps, 60 for Friday, 75 for Saturday. And Christmas Day, 77 degrees is what they're saying. So get in the spirit in your mind, right? Okay. Winds are calm right now, 43% relative humidity. Got a few clouds out there, it's 50.
Take 5 Oil Change is now open at 111 Southwest Parkway East in College Station and 1621 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. At Take 5, the service is fast and the technicians are friendly. Stop by and experience the oil change that makes you smile today. You stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. Take 5 wants to help get your car ready for holiday travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. Take 5 Oil Change. The fastest oil change on the planet.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Families should have fun together because that fun can have a lasting and powerful effect on everyone. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Listen up to learn how to get guaranteed Christmas delivery on all orders.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then something always seems to get in the way, like, life. But regardless of when I start my shopping, the gifts are the one thing I can actually get done and done right, thanks to thecompanystore.com. And I can do all my shopping from the convenience of, well, just about anywhere. They're known for their quality bedding and bath, but thecompanystore.com also makes great homemade gifts that are perfect for literally everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
This gift season, check out thecompanystore.com. They've been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy family pajamas to the perfect pillow and more, including travel gifts, sweaters, scarves, mittens, terry robes, holiday decor, even gifts for your pets. Order between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code ELF before December 21st.
One thing happy and successful families have is fun, a lot of fun together.
And if you build up those positive memories, almost whatever it is that your family does, if you like to cook or hike or swim or do jigsaw puzzles, it doesn't really matter.
Bruce Feiler, author of the book, The Secrets of Happy Families.
And if you build up those positive memories, those memories will outweigh the negative ones. And when you get through a hard patch, you'll give your kids the sense that there is this bonding that you can get through the difficult times.
When you have those tough conversations, and every family has them, Bruce says it matters a lot how you sit and the words you use.
I was sitting at my desk during these conversations, up high, surrounded by my computer. My wife was lower in an old swivel chair. Turns out I was in the power position, and she was lower and resentful. It escalated. Now we sit at the same level. If you say I and we in a conversation, that's showing that you're speaking for yourself, that you're talking about being part of a team. If you say you, as in you never do that or you always do that, you're going to inflame the situation.
More and more happy families are creating mission statements, just like a business.
It sounded a little corny to me, but then someone said to me, can your kids say what values are most important to you? So we had a pajama party. We created this mission statement of our 10 core values. It now hangs on our wall, and it's been one of the most meaningful things that we did.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For more than 2 years, the city of Bryan has been working on providing online options for land developers and others who use the planning office, as well as members of the public who want to report code enforcement issues. During this month's city council, approval was given to upgrade existing computer software.
Online submittal from citizens for complaints, online tracking. When code enforcement folks are in the field, they'll be able to register their findings and complaints online, anything they find online as well.
Chief Information Officer Bernie Akers says they have another year to year and a half before public has access to four services.
Permitting side, which was the council's original direction, right, was for us to automate the permitting process. But what came with it for very little extra cost was inspections, code enforcement, and plan review.
Part of the package is getting an app. City staff was ready to recommend replacing computer software, but Akers said at the 11th hour, their current provider acquired another company that would do an upgrade and save the city $740,000. Those interested in next year's College Station school calendar can choose between green and blue. That's after the options were approved at last week's school board meeting. The differences are whether Labor Day is a school day or a holiday, having one or two parent conference days next October, and the date teachers officially begin work. During last week's board meeting, there was discussion about becoming a district of innovation as a way to start the school year earlier in August. The board was told the deadline had passed for next year. There had to be reason to change the calendar. And Superintendent Clark Ely said there was no reason at this time to consider the designation.
Some of the things that we are doing right now, we didn't at the time feel that we needed a DOI or district of innovation status to be able to do some of the things that we wanted to do. Some districts are looking to get some relief from teacher contracts and administrator contracts or class size requirements, and we didn't feel like that was something that we wanted to do either. So that's why we never went forward with it at this time.
Board member Carol Barrett again called on state lawmakers to give districts the option of starting the school year a week earlier.
We're doing our business, and we shouldn't have to go through this long process to get 5 days that would make a huge difference to most of the districts in the state of Texas.
The calendar options are online at csisd.org. There were two fire scenes in Bryan at this time yesterday. The first call was at a home on Neal Street, north of Highway 21, between Sandy Point Road and Saunders Street. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the fire was traced to a lit candle on a bedroom table.
There was significant damage to the front half of the house. Three people lived at that property and all escaped without injury.
And investigators say a fire that damaged landscaping but did not spread to an office building at Briarcrest in Kent may have been intentionally set.
We have a couple of items at the scene that we believe may have been the igniters. I'm not prepared right now to go into detail of what those are as pieces of evidence.
Bell says a City of Bryan trash truck driver reported the fire and saw a vehicle leave the business center, which is home to a construction company and a dialysis business. No firefighters were injured in either call. The number of executions in Texas is the lowest in 20 years. A count by the Associated Press had Texas with 7. Georgia had the most with 9. Nationwide, there have been 20 executions this year. There were 2 in Alabama and 1 apiece in Florida and Missouri. Montgomery County authorities say they've arrested 36 people in an undercover operation aimed at people trying to contact children online for sex. Prosecutors say the suspects used the internet to contact who they believed were children and arranged to meet them. When the suspects showed up, they were arrested. District Attorney Brett Ligon says it's important for parents to know who their children are communicating with online because sexual predators are still looking for opportunities to sexually exploit them. And the lead investigator in the murder of former Navy SEAL and American Sniper author Chris Kyle is dead.
Erath County Sheriff Tommy Bryant was found dead early this morning.
The death occurred approximately 12:05 a.m. at the victim's residence in Stephenville.
Highway Patrol Lieutenant Lonnie Haschel says the Texas Rangers are investigating Sheriff Bryant's death at the request of the Stephenville Police Department. The Stephenville Empire Tribune reports Bryant was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The paper reports Bryant was being investigated by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement for allegedly cheating on his continuing education training. Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 50 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning cloudiness will give way to some sunshine. It'll be milder today. Temperatures should find their way up to about 60 to 65 through the afternoon. going to be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will end up around 45. Clouds return tomorrow. It's breezy, a little bit cooler. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon, 55 to 60. Cloudy tomorrow night. We may have a shower after midnight, 40 to 45. And showers are possible Friday. Will turn cooler. Highs on Friday only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in just a little bit in sports, going to be talking about Texas A&M football. The guys are gearing up to take on Kansas State in the Texas Advocare Bowl in Houston, actually a week from today. We'll hear a little bit from Miles Garrett coming up, as well as Speedy Noyle is in a little bit of hot water. He will not be making the trip with the team when they go next week. So the junior wideout has been suspended for marijuana possession, a misdemeanor, and we'll give you a little bit more details on that, as well as the Rockets and Spurs squared off last night in H-Town. The Rockets a 10-game win streak. Meanwhile, the Spurs, a 14-1 road record. Who came out on top? All that more coming up in sports.
So, are you headed to the big ball game, Zach?
Yeah, I'll be down there.
Okay, and it's like at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night.
It's
right?
8 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yeah. But so. The chairs in the press box are really nice.
Yeah, I went whenever they played Arizona State to kick off last season. Yeah. And, It's a lot different than AT&T Stadium, which we've gone several times to Arkansas, and both of you guys have been there every year. But the press box is actually where press box should be, as opposed to in the corner.
Yeah, that's nice.
And NRG is so much more. It seems like it's more vertical, than more spread out.
It does. Yep.
So it's much more tighter and much more. Kind of steep, I guess.
Right below you there.
Yeah.
Now, if you get a chance, I don't know if you, because people don't care, but the broadcast people and what we do are on different sides. The TV people are on one side of the stadium from the rest of us. But have you ever gotten a chance to watch the Spanish language broadcast team for A&M football?
I've gotten a chance to listen to the Spanish broadcast.
Watching is almost as much fun.
Is it really?
last year. I was able to do that. They were able to watch them. They're very animated.
Hmm. Where were you? Why weren't you in your spot, Scott? Well,
because
to your hole.
Well, because what they did is they wrongly double booked my position.
Oh,
but they paid
who's
me.
Who's in charge of that?
That's right. Doesn't matter. Doesn't. What happened is we thought we were providing, and
gotcha.
NRG thought they were doing my announcer job. So. I got a room all to myself, and I just sat back and watched.
Very nice.
And it was right next to the Spanish broadcast. Okay. And those guys have a good time.
I bet.
They really do. They're
cool.
Very, very animated. So anyway, all right, enough of that stuff that most people don't care anything about.
Yep.
So the Washington Post reports that Senate Democrats are going to be really tough on Rex Tillerson. This is a rich guy who's the CEO of Exxon. He's worth a bundle of money, so... Of course, they're going to look at his tax returns. And so maybe they're letting Donald know, hey, Donald, you know, you're bringing all these rich guys in here. We're going to look at their tax returns.
Yeah.
We'll see how.
And you're bringing in guys who are businessmen and have a lot of business interests overseas, and bringing one as a Secretary of State.
It's a little worrisome.
Of course, Mitt Romney, who he was talking about possibly getting the job. I mean, obviously, Mitt Romney is a big-time businessman, but when somebody comes in like that, that kind of gives you a sense of, not foreboding, but...
You got to be careful, right?
Right,
you just
exactly.
Got to watch over. And you know, to wit, I forget what... Oh, Kuwait. Kuwait's ambassador to U.S. America insists that his embassy did not feel any pressure at all to move an event to a hotel that's owned by P.E. Trump.
Mm.
They got a big fancy... place there. Some Monday report said that the Embassy of Kuwait reportedly switched venues from a Four Seasons hotel after pressure from Team Trump about moving to his hotel.
Hmm.
So, again, yeah, and I don't know how in the world he's going to get all this trust stuff taken care of, but
yeah,
they'll try to
just
figure it out.
Just let Ivanka run things, man.
Be fine, and you know, most folks aren't too worried about that. Bloomberg News reports President-elect is considering two health CEOs to run the Veterans Affairs Department. That might be good news, actually, having some people who know how to run a health organization.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yep. It's the Cleveland Clinic's chief executive,
And then a guy who runs a company called IQ Management Services. So see if that works.
That's really something, Scott, that I think a lot of folks, well, actually pretty much a predominant number of folks, think needs to get fixed up. So hopefully it does.
If you mistreat your veterans, I mean, if you mistreat those people.
Right, who are literally sacrificing their lives for your country.
My grandfather actually had a pretty good, at least, relationship. They treated him pretty fairly at the VA, but I know that there are plenty of cases in which veterans are not treated the way that they should be, so hopefully that's something that gets fixed.
And you're right, there are some that are good, but there shouldn't be any that are bad.
Right.
There just shouldn't be. Well, so it's the holiday season, which means politicians are home, which means they get to spend time just around people who they want to spend time around, as opposed to
when that must be nice.
When they're in Washington. So anyway, they asked Mitch McConnell why he thinks Trump won. So here you go.
Trump was able to convey, oddly enough, a message from a billionaire who lives in Manhattan, a genuine concern for people who felt kind of left out, who were sort of offended by all the political correctness they see around them.
Yeah, all the political correctness they see around them. Yeah. Did you hear that? That's right. You're exactly right. People go crazy.
You want to know ways, Scott, and again, I don't know if you've seen this. Chelsea might have. MTV came out with a video that was basically New Year's resolutions for white guys.
I did see this.
Really?
Someone sent it to me yesterday.
Yeah, they have people of different races, different genders in this video basically saying what white people should do better in 2017.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you want to know a way to get people who voted for Trump not on your side.
Riled up.
Tell them.
Fired up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're going to tell you how you're supposed to behave in the new year. Is that basically it?
Exactly.
All right, I got to go find that. I do
have some P.E. Trump tweets.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, so yesterday, this was pretty interesting. Yesterday, this one was a two-parter. Bill Clinton stated that I called him after the election. Wrong, comma. He called me, parentheses, with a very nice congratulations.
How can you not know whether you've called? So I guess if you have other people dial the phone for you, maybe you forget.
He, quote, doesn't know much, especially how to get people, even with an unlimited budget, out to vote in the vital swing states and more. They focused on the wrong states.
Oh.
And then about 16 hours ago, he tweeted, yes, it is true. Carlos Slim, the great businessman from Mexico, called me about getting together for a meeting. We met. All capital letters. He is a great guy. Exclamation point.
And richer than Trump. You know, there are not a lot of people who are, but he is.
Yeah. So that's all, you know, nothing, you know, a little shout out to Bill
the little Twitter battle, though.
Called him out.
That's good.
Yeah.
He
doesn't, you know, really tag people in tweets, so you just assume Bill's going to see it, maybe. I don't know if Bill has a Twitter handle.
Bill
I'm sure he
has people, right.
I'm sure he has people,
I tried getting on that Twitter.
So, oh, and this one came out, I believe this one was right after he won the, you know, Electoral College votes. Uh-huh. We did it. Thank you to all of my great supporters. We just officially won the election, in parentheses, despite all of this, all of the distorted and inaccurate media.
I love it. I love it. This if he keeps his Twitter account, and I guess he will.
He'll get control of POTUS, but it'll be interesting to see if he makes the, like, big switch over or if he'll just keep at real Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Well, he may just want to do POTUS.
He may want POTUS.
See how that works. 6:47.
Whether you're enjoying a wonderful Christmas in the country or a cheery holiday amidst the hustle and bustle of the city, everyone at RE/MAX BCS wishes you and your family the very best of this fantastic holiday season. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Happy holidays from RE/MAX BCS, 3030 University Drive East in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Plants require a suitable climate, good soils, and regular watering and feeding to survive. It all boils down to those four basic needs. Your nurseryman will help you choose the best suited plants for your situation. You'll probably have the common sense to take care of the watering and nutritional needs, so that leaves soil as the remaining variable, and your plants will do no better than the soil you provide for them. This is a good time to prepare new garden soils. I'll be back with details. Success starts with great soils right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Soil preparation should be done in direct proportion to plants' mature size. Large trees have huge root systems. It's impractical to try to amend soils to accommodate them. Wherever you live, stick only with trees that are perfectly suited to your local soils. It's the same with large shrubs and aggressive vines like wisterias and grapes. Plants that are smaller at maturity by comparison justify whatever type of soil amending you have to do to succeed with them. Organic matter is the key to improving any soil, anywhere, at any time. Actually, there are many types of organic matter. Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, hardwood mulch, compost, rotted manure, and leaf humus, to name just a few. Each of these brings its own benefits. Each decays at a different rate, so it's best to include some of each in your premium beds. You'll probably want to add as much as 4 to 5 inches of the combination as you rototill the ground to a depth of 12 to 14 inches. Expanded shale is a good addition when you're trying to amend a clay soil. Many professionals prefer to use it in tandem with organic matter, but it can also be of help on its own. Beware of quack soil amending products. There are many of them out there. They skirt the boundaries of common sense. They'll make wide-eyed claims about their abilities to boost plant performance, and they'll even be replete with testimonials from users who swear by the results. What you want to look for instead is bona fide research from a land-grant university like Texas Tech or Texas A&M University. Simply saying, as tested by Texas A&M, is not adequate unless the results of those tests are also shown. Now, if you're bringing new soil into your landscape and garden, do so carefully. Ask your favorite independent retail garden center about sources. He or she will know those that can best be trusted. Landscaper's mix is not a precise term in horticulture. You can grind up almost any type of organic matter, mix it with a little soil, and call it landscaping mix. What you really want is a mix that contains several sources of organic matter, all composted enough that you can't recognize what they are. And you want to have your soil tested every couple of years to monitor nutrient levels and pH, acidity or alkalinity. I'm Neil Sperry. Transplanting time in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Good morning. It's 6:52. College coaches and players of the Fighting Texas Aggie football team, who might be in college, met with the media yesterday to discuss the upcoming game versus Kansas State. All-American defensive end Miles Garrett was in attendance, and I asked him why he chose not to skip the bowl game to prepare for the NFL draft.
I mean, I got to just let my teammates know that I'm all in this last game. Whether it's my last game or I have another season to go, I'm all in this last one of the season. Don't want them worried about anything else but winning this last game.
Now, many of the talking heads project Garrett to go in the top five of the draft. Miles and the guys square off the Wildcats Wednesday, December 28th at 8 p.m. at NRG Stadium in Houston. Now, that being said, junior wide receiver Speedy Noyle will not be with the team. He turned himself into College Station Police Tuesday morning in response to an arrest warrant out for marijuana possession. According to College Station PD, officers found 5 grams of marijuana at Noyle's apartment Friday night, a Class B misdemeanor in the state of Texas that can carry up to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. He was booked and released on $2,000 bond. The junior from New Orleans, Louisiana, missed last year's bowl game as well as this year's season opener while undergoing a 2-game suspension for a violation of team rules. The bowl season continued last night in Boca Raton, Florida, as offensive juggernauts Western Kentucky and Memphis duked it out.
White going for a touchdown down the right sideline. Hey, right on the money. Touchdown, Taylor. They went deep to Taywan. And Taywan Burnham, 41-yard touchdown pass. Taywan Taylor now has 17 touchdown catches this season.
Lots of scoring, very little defense as the Hilltoppers rolled over the Tigers 51-31. Tonight, things head out west to the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Ooh, that's a win. Between BYU and Wyoming, play gets underway at 8 o'clock. The Dayton Lady Flyers used hot shooting, making 12 three-pointers to defeat the Texas A&M women 74-57 yesterday in the Florida Sunshine Classic out in Orlando. Danny Williams led the Aggies with 16 points, and Kyla Hilsman grabbed her 11th straight double-figure game with 14 points. The Maroon and White return to action this afternoon as they square off against number 19 Syracuse. Tip-off is slated for 2:15 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, the Aggie men will also be in action today as they try to shrug off a close loss to Arizona over the weekend. The Maroon and White are at home against St. Francis in Pennsylvania. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock at Reed with broadcast right here on WTAW. A Lone Star showdown on the hardwood last night as the red-hot Houston Rockets welcomed the San Antonio Spurs to town.
Leonard against Eric Gordon. Right of the key, down the right lane line, stops in the lane. Leaning in, no shot, out to Ginobili. Manu wheels it inside, left wing, open three. Patty Mills, g'day, mate! Patty Mills with a three-pointer from the left wing.
That shot came with 12.9 seconds left and proved to be the game winner as the Spurs snapped the Rockets' 10-game win streak 102-100. Houston actually held a 13-point lead late but was doomed by going just 6 of 38 from beyond the arc. They'll look to start a new winning streak tonight as they head to Phoenix to take on the Suns at 8. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks are on the road. They visit the Portland Trailblazers at 9. Head out to the ice where things came down to the wire last night in Big D.
Here comes Lindell. And stolen there by Perron. Schwartz in front, knocked down. Perron for the winner. He scores! David Perron wins it in overtime. And the Blues win 3-2.
Perron put in the wraparound goal at 1:55 of OT to give the St. Louis Blues the 3-2 victory over the Stars. Dallas, it was their 6th loss in the last 10 games. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Specialties Photography, your locally owned portrait studio and digital print lab, is moving. Visit them in their new studio on Coppercrest Drive off University Drive just before the Physician Center. From family portraits to digital printing of your own personal images, Specialties Photography is your one-stop studio for everything photographic. For more details, click on specialphoto.com or call 696-9898. That's Specialties Photography, 979-696-9898. Remember to find Specialties Photography in their new location off University Drive at 3644 Coppercrest Drive.
If you have land to take care of or you need service and supply company that can take care of you, Wegward Inc. and Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding service for farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Stop in now for year-end closeout pricing. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit wegwardinc.com.
Find holiday gifts for everyone on your list at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Premium wine, specialty foods, gift baskets, and more. Messina Hoff is your one-stop shopping place. Shop online at store.messinahoff.com or come by the Messina Hoff Retail Center located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
For most of us, this Christmas will be a wonderful holiday at home with friends and loved ones. And Starfire reminds us to consider our brave men and women serving overseas and thank them for their service and sacrifice. Starfire, 979-776-2315.
Children's eyes sparkle with anticipation. Cheery voices and carols. Steaming mugs of hot apple cider. Holiday magic is truly alive in Texas. And the Texas Trading Post hopes that you and your family are touched by the wonders of Christmas time. The Texas Trading Post, your local online superstore for everything Texas. They're serious about fun Texas stuff at txtraders.com. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Texas Trading Post.
This holiday season is a blur of activity, and it can be easy to lose sight of what matters most. Coming together with family and friends and being thankful for the joys we have. Painting with a Twist wishes you and yours all the love and joy this holiday season. Cheers to making memories that last with those we love. Painting with a Twist in the Kohl's Shopping Center. It's a little bit of paint, a little bit of wine, and a whole lot of fun. Sign up now at paintingwithatwist.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Painting with a Twist.
Let's do weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. Going to be near.